It's been called the bill that would defund Planned Parenthood, and the group's president and CEO, Stephanie Kite, says it'll cost Planned Parenthood about $1.4 million. That's money that goes on to fund things like health education, infant mortality reduction programs, and prevention initiatives such as HIV testing.
Here's the real impact, right? It's on a young teen in Southern Ohio who has nowhere else to turn, or a young mother who needs birth control. None of these women can't care about the political shenanigans that happened here today. They care about getting their health care, and we cannot and we will not forget those women.
Dozens of people lined up at a Senate hearing to tell the lawmakers about Planned Parenthood and how its programs improve the health of their communities, especially for low-income Ohioans. But Republican Senator Bill Coley of Westchester said there are hundreds of local health departments and community health centers that can fill the gap for those services.
Organizations that have a much more pro-life pro-birth attitude towards legislation in the world than Planned Parenthood has.
Julie Moore with Pregnancy Decision Health Centers says her organization is one of the groups that can step in to provide services for the community. She says moving people away from Planned Parenthood would open the door to more comprehensive services.
Also, there's just the benefit to taxpayers of knowing that their taxpayer dollars are not going to fund abortion providers.
But according to Kite, there's a reason Planned Parenthood keeps getting that money for those testing and education programs. It's because they keep winning the grants for which they compete.
So nothing here was just given to us. It was awarded to us in a competitive process. And some of the providers they're talking about, saying we'll give that money to those other providers, they competed with us, and the state of Ohio didn't select them because they don't have the capacity.
The bill passed the Senate along party lines after holding just two committee meetings. That's rare for a bill dealing with policy, but that kind of speed has happened before with controversial bills. During the committee meeting to hear opponents of the plan, Coley, the chair of the panel, limited the witnesses to just about 2 minutes each. Again, that's a practice that's usually only used during the long budget process. Several people, including Kite, said this was not a fair process for what they deemed to be such an important bill.
We would think that our elected officials would want to hear the voices of every single one of the citizens who wanted to speak to them today. And I think it's shameful that they cut short the ability of people who traveled long distance to come and share their personal stories with them.
Coley said he made the decision to cut witnesses short because more than 50 people signed up to testify.
And then the people who come in, you know, towards the end, they run out of time, or they're testifying at 2 a.m. in front of the committee chairman, and that's it. So this was the idea.
Why not a third hearing then? What's the rush?
Well, the important thing, this is important legislation, and we want to move it as quickly as possible. I think there's a broad consensus of support for the bill.
The bill now moves to the House, where a similar measure has already been introduced. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.